Okay. Where are we? What are we talking about? Where did we left last time?
Two of the slaves.
Yeah, line.
901.
901.
Okay.
Should we mark on that?
So, yes, there is a little mark here.
Maybe the mic is on?
No, I forgot. Sorry.
No worries.
Okay, 900 lines. What was that all about? Because when you want to start 901, you should know what that 900 was about, shouldn't you? I don't give up, I keep repeating this, because each part of this could be a joyful story or an inviting conversation about the subject. And you could get lost. It's like walking in a forest. Lots of trees, lots of flowers, lots of plants. But you shouldn't lose the direction. We always talk about a direction. Why? Why don't we point out the goal? Because if some good guides and we have to go somewhere, why don't they point at it? Why they don't tell us go and do exactly this? You remember they never do. They mainly say, don't do this. Do not go there. Be cautious. Walk carefully. And keep walking. Right? So why don't they point out the goal? Why don't they? These holy people. Yes, John?
Because we have free will, and if they told us what to do, that would take away our ability to choose and make a decision.
That's later. You're talking about the application. I'm questioning the first stuff. Why don't they point out and say, go there? Why don't they simply sit down and, for some intelligent people, explain, this is what you should be. Be like this. Why don't they? Think. Because these are thinkers, right? This is about the way of thinking. More than thinking, this is the vision, how to see, how to find your way, how to find happiness, okay? Good. They are enlightened? Lovely. Let them describe the light and lead me directly to what should I be. I mean, why? Why fooling around? Poetic language, enigma, and at the end of the day, I keep repeating that this is a very complicated stuff. It's like walking in the forest. The only thing they give you is a direction. They don't explain the path. They don't tell you where to go. Why? But don't come out and simply tell us, you should be like this.
Each person, the path is different for each person.
Exactly. There is no one point to go. Each person, we're all walking in this forest. Each of us in one part of it. So, no one ever knows where should I exactly go after tomorrow. Because it depends where I go today and tomorrow. And it's me. And I have my own path. You never forget that. The path to the God is exactly as much as you are. For each of you, there is a path. Because we are different. And that difference is making we. We is made of our differences, not similarities. So there is always a direction. You should always be aware of somewhere. Like Muslims, quote unquote, they are supposed to know every single moment where that cube is. They have to know it always. As a direction. Not a place to go, because we don't fit in that cube to begin with. There is no one point. It's a direction. Because let's look at the potentiality. We are talking about potentiality because the potential is here, right? If it was not here, we wouldn't talk about it. We could change, right? Okay, what is the potentiality of this gentleman? Or what could I tell him? If he asks me, what should I do? I would say, try to become the best of you. Because this is a unique situation. It has never been, it will never be. Not that it's not. That unique is the situation of humanity. So, this gentleman could become the best of himself. He cannot become the best of her. Impossible. Each of us has a potentiality. We have to try to become the best we could. Remember book one, he talked a lot about it. Remember the animal talking together and he was talking about you could put your effort. Yes, of course there are rules and there are regulations and the university will react to you. That's what makes this game fun. Because nothing is predictable. What is predictable? Do you remember that funny sentence, one funny question? Does God know what will happen tomorrow? Because God doesn't have that sort of knowledge. That's a silly knowledge information for us to begin with. And this is a large happening. And he said, I'm enjoying it. Is it true? In a way, I just quoted God. And I dared to. How? He himself declared it. Do you remember? They asked him, why did you make the human being? Do you remember the God came to Muhammad? Muhammad went on and said, why did you make us? What was the answer?
Hidden treasure.
I was a hidden treasure and I would have loved to be known, because that's the meaning of treasure. Therefore, I created these people to be known by them. So, in a way, that knowledge wants to come out, and we are the instrument of that. Means it will happen. You like it or not. Do you remember the example of different findings that we didn't looking for it and it came out? You remember that? No, you don't. How did you found about this stuff that all of you have in your apartment and you're using it daily? It's microwave. How did you find it? You're not looking for this. Nobody was thinking about kitchen. A soldier was losing his chocolate. Yeah, he noticed that his chocolate melts down. He was walking in front of one of these regular dishes. Yeah, he did that one. Things like that, happenings. That's one part. Another part, the major part, is what was the first thing that was in you. Before being the responsible fellow and that kind of stuff, before having a bite of that apple, do you remember that time? What was in you? How did Satan trick you? You remember that? Curiosity. Extreme curiosity was that potential in us. We knew that he could trick us to pick up that apple because we were curious and we were looking for it. So, there are two parameters. Information by itself wants to come out and we are seeking it. These two hand in hand, we are changing. We're changing what? We're changing the universe, the globe, and all that. But mainly, we are changing ourselves. Who are we? Are we the people of the time of Pharaoh? Do we look like that? What happened? We are the children of those people, right? Who changed us? Who changed you? We did it. We ourselves did it. From that time to now, look at humanity 4,000 or 5,000 years ago that we know. We have a lot of documentation and stuff. We have enough information to have a, let's say, intelligent guess about their life. And we are the children of those people. We are the children of those people. We are the children of those people. We are the children of those people.